Tom nodded gloomily and returned to wiping glasses. Harry, Hermione, Hagrid and the Weasleys walked through the bar and out into the chilly little courtyard at the back where the dustbin stood. Hagrid raised his pink umbrella and rapped a certain brick in the wall, which opened at once to form an archway onto a winding cobbled street. They stepped through the entrance and paused, looking around. Diagon Alley had changed. The colourful, glittering window displays of spellbooks, potion ingredients and cauldrons were lost to view, hidden behind the large Ministry of Magic posters that had been pasted over them. Most of these somber purple posters carried blown-up versions of the security advice on the ministry pamphlets that had been sent out over the summer, but others bore moving black-and-white photographs of Death Eaters known to be on the loose. Bellatrix Lestrange was sneering from the front of the nearest apothecary. A few windows were boarded up, including those of Florian Fortescue's ice cream parlour. On the other hand, a number of shabby-looking stalls had sprung up along the street. The nearest one, which had been erected outside Flourish and Blotts, under a striped, stained awning, had a cardboard sign pinned to its front. Amulets, effective against werewolves, dementors, and inferi. A seedy-looking little wizard was rattling armfuls of silver symbols on chains at passers-by.
"One for your little girl, madam,"
he called at Mrs. Weasley as they passed, leering at Ginny.
"Protect her, pretty neck."
"If I were on duty,"
said Mr. Weasley, glaring angrily at the amulet seller.
"Yes, but don't go arresting anyone now, dear. We're in a hurry,"
said Mrs. Weasley, nervously consulting a list.
"I think we'd better do Madam Malkin's first. Hermione wants new dress robes, and Ron's showing much too much ankle in his school robes. You must need new ones too, Harry. You've grown so much. Come on, everyone!"
"Molly, it doesn't make sense for all of us to go to Madam Malkin's," said Mr. Weasley. "Why don't those three go with Hagrid, and we can go to Flourish and Blotts and get everyone's school books?"
"I don't know,"
said Mrs. Weasley anxiously, clearly torn between a desire to finish the shopping quickly and the wish to stick together in a pack.
"Hagrid, do you think..."
"Don't fret, they'll be fine with me, Molly,"
said Hagrid soothingly, waving an airy hand the size of a dustbin lid. Mrs. Weasley did not look entirely convinced, but allowed the separation, scurrying off toward Flourish and Blotts with her husband and Ginny, while Harry, Ron, Hermione and Hagrid set off for Madam Malkin's. Harry noticed that many of the people who passed them had the same harried, anxious look as Mrs. Weasley, and that nobody was stopping to talk anymore. The shoppers stayed together in their own tightly knit groups, moving intently about their business. Nobody seemed to be shopping alone.
"Might be a bit of a squeeze in there with all of us,"
said Hagrid, stopping outside Madam Malkin's and bending down to peer through the window.
"I'll stand guard outside, all right?"
So Harry, Ron and Hermione entered the little shop together. It appeared at first glance to be empty, but no sooner had the door swung shut behind them than they heard a familiar voice issuing from behind a rack of dress robes in spangled green and blue.
"Not a child, in case you haven't noticed, Mother. I'm perfectly capable of doing my shopping alone."
There was a clucking noise, and a voice Harry recognized as that of Madam Malkin, the owner, said,
"Now, dear, your mother's quite right. None of us is supposed to go wandering around on our own anymore. It's nothing to do with being a child."
"Watch where you're sticking that pin, will you?"
A teenage boy with a pale, pointed face and white blonde hair appeared from behind the rack, wearing a handsome set of dark green robes that glittered with pins around the hem and the edges of the sleeves. He strode to the mirror and examined himself. It was a few moments before he noticed Harry, Ron, and Hermione reflected over his shoulder. His light grey eyes narrowed.
"If you're wondering what the smell is, Mother, a mudblood just walked in," said Draco Malfoy.